Appointed by Pope Benedict XVI, Parks became the fifth bishop of the Pensacola-Tallahassee Diocese. He succeeded Bishop John Ricard, who retired due to health reasons. The decision by Pope Francis to place him downstate, Parks says, was unexpected.
It's something that you don't think about a lot, but it is a possibility. So I would say when the call came, it was a great surprise to me.
Parks, who's 52, succeeds Bishop Robert Lynch, who at age 75 was required to offer his resignation to Pope Francis, who then accepted it. Parks goes from a diocese with roughly 65,000 parishioners in 18 counties to Florida's second highest, about 500,000 in five counties: Pinellas, Hillsborough, Hernando, Citrus, and Pasco.
I think the main challenge for me is going to continue to be personal and pastoral with as many people as possible. When you go to a much larger diocese, you have some mega parishes and bigger congregations, so you don't always have that personal interaction that I have enjoyed for the last 4 years here.
He had been a priest for only 13 years when he was named bishop. Park says he saw the hand of God in his rapid ascension in 2012, as he does now with his move to St. Pete.
But we believe that the Holy Father would have brought this decision to prayer, and so in that sense, we believe that it would be of God that this appointment is made. The timing of it, much quicker than I would have liked. I have come to love this area of the state, the panhandle.
Meanwhile, Parks and other bishops continue to deal with the church's sexual abuse crisis. But at least one victim's advocate does not think much of their efforts or lack thereof.
We've seen nothing about Bishop Parks' record that gives us much hope when it comes to protecting kids and exposing predators and deterring cover-ups.
David Clohessy is director of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. In 2013, Bishop Parks removed Monsignor Michael Cherub as pastor of St. Mary's Church in Fort Walton Beach over the alleged abuse in 1993 of a 15-year-old while Cherub was at Sacred Heart Cathedral in Pensacola.
Bishop Parks waited months before suspending him after the first allegation came in, then let the accused predator priest claim innocence in a parish bulletin, which may not sound like a great deal, but what it does is discourage other victims and witnesses and whistleblowers from coming forward.
The bishops of the United States have made a solid commitment to protect all of our vulnerable populations, whether they be children or young people, the handicapped, the elderly.
The question of what would be next in dealing with the scandal hung over the resignation of Pope Benedict earlier in 2013. At that time, Parks had been overseeing Pensacola-Tallahassee and its 57 parishes for just over a year.
I have dealt with it according to the guidelines of the charter. Whether it was in a matter that was as timely as others would like it, that's something I can't answer for.
As far as who will be the next bishop for the local diocese, candidates are submitted in groups of three by the Apostolic Nuncio to Rome. The congregation of bishops is free to nominate any one. While the Pope is not bound by the congregation's choice, he almost always trusts their judgment. As he prepares for his new duties in St. Petersburg, Bishop Gregory Parks offers this mini-homily, or sermon, as a farewell.
I would just say that in our Christian faith, that we should never lose hope, to realize that suffering and adversity and challenges are part of our lives. And so through the Lord and our faith in Him, there is always hope for us in our lives. There's always a new tomorrow.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.